live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Yes, Cam FM does present May Bumps 2015, and we are just about to throw down to the riverside because it sounds like M5 is about to get underway. Daisy, can you hear me?
Yes, we just had the one-minute cannon, so I'll run you down the M5 division. So in this division, we've got 4 on for blades and 6 crews on for spoons. So firstly, 1st and 3rd, M4, followed by Queen's 4, Jesus 4, followed by Trinity Hall M3, who got spoons last year and are on for spoons again. Pembroke 3, who are on for blades, King's 3, Churchill 3, also on for blades, Corpus 3, on for spoons, but got blades last year, so a bit of a come down for them. Emmanuel M4, on for blades, Darwin M3, on for spoons, Homerton M3, on for blades, Clare M4, who are on for spoons, Pembroke M4, who are also known as the Pendebeers, a beer boat made up entirely of Pembroke engineers, St. Cat's M4, on for spoons, Lady Margaret M5, then Clare Hall M2, Lady Margaret M4, who are on for spoons, having been bumped by their own M5 earlier. And then the sandwich boat is Keys M4, who rode over. So we've just had the start. Cannon Jack, can you see anything from first post corner?
I can see all of the boats who have pushed away, first and third M4, looking strong at the top of this division here. They have just tried to power away at the top of the division. They'll be looking for a nice steady row over an M5 before they have to go and row again potentially at the bottom of M4 as a sandwich boat. Interestingly, the first and third M4 boat, each alternate rower has a pink, then a yellow top. Pink, yellow, pink, yellow, pink, yellow, all the way down. That's quite interesting. Have a look for that one on the Cam FM Twitter account later on, and at the Plough if you can too. They've already extended their advantage over Queen's M4 to about 2 lengths by the time they turn around first post corner into the gut. Behind them, Jesus M4, about 2 lengths off of Queen's M4. So first and third M4 and Queen's M4 pulling away at the top of this division. It looks like we've had a bump just behind that, though. Pembroke M3 have bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. That means Pembroke are still on for their blades this year, and Trinity Hall M3, after getting their spoons this year, it looks like they might be likely to get their spoons for the second year running tomorrow. King's M3 having to take a really wide line to get around those, but they just got around them. So behind them, King's M3 being chased. They're about on station with Churchill M3. Behind that, you have Corpus M3, which is being chased down really close now. It's about a quarter of a boat length between them and Emma M4. This could well be a bump before we even get down into the gut. Obviously, Corpus M3 on for their spoons, Emma M4 on for their blades. Not long until we've got overlap here. The Corpus M3 Cox is looking really nice here as the bow ball approaches them. There's going to be contact here before long. It's going to have to be a concession from the Corpus Cox here. They've got overlap, continuous whistling going on there. So it looks like there is going to be, yes, there's a concession. So Emma M4 have bumped up on Corpus M3. Behind them, I can see the blades of Clare. They're being chased by Pembroke. I'll pass down to Daisy on Grassy. What can you see?
I can see Jesus coming past me now, who are followed by Kings. Kings are not far behind them, but I'm not sure it's going to be an overbump because behind Kings I can see Churchill, who are gaining on them, probably from what I can see, about 2 boats between them. Back to Jack, what have you seen?
The gap between Pembroke M4 and Clare M4 is now non-existent as they go around first post corner and into the gut. Just behind them, just quickly, we've had a bump. Lady Margaret M5 have been bumped by Clare Hall M2, but going round into the gut, that's going to be something to watch out for you, Daisy. Pembroke M4 and Clare M4, are they approaching you now?
I can't quite see them, but I've got Churchill going past me again. It looks like Kings are pulling away from them and back towards Jesus, so there could possibly be an overbump there of Kings managed to get a spurt on. Now I can just about see Clare M4 closely followed by Pembroke M4, the Pendebeers. Doesn't look like there's a massive gap between them, but still no overlap as far as I can see. Julia, can you see anything at Ditton yet?
Well, I can just see the first and third grad 8 going by. They do not look like they're stressing themselves. They're at a pretty low rating, a massive, massive gap behind them. The Cox is looking over his shoulder, but not much going on. Jack, what can you see at first coat?
So we have had two really, really early bumps here, even before the motorway bridge, where Homerton M3 have bumped up on Darwin M3. That means Homerton M3 are still on for their blades. Darwin M3 on for spoons at the moment, and right at the bottom of the division, Keys M2, the sandwich boat, have bumped up on LMBC M4. So that's right at the bottom of the division. Keys getting into the division proper. What is happening at the top of the division? Daisy, can you see anything coming around Grassy?
Yeah, I can see Pembroke gaining on Clare again, still going down Plough Reach.
To Julia.
It's possible that they might get a bump. Julia, can you see anything?
Yep, I can see Jesus M4. I've just conceded to King. That is an overbump. They're pulling in at Ditton. Jesus M4 have been bumped by King. And Daisy, is there anything else going on at Grassy?
Yeah, just from what I can see, we can see Pembroke gaining on Clare again. Pembroke M4 gaining on Clare M4. Just going round to Ditton Corner. So, Julie, you might be able to see that I'm looking hard for a Coxon session. I can't see any arms. I'm too far away to hear if there's any bells going. Julie, can you see that as it comes round Ditton Corner?
Okay, so I've just got Churchill coming by me. Massive gap in front and behind on Churchill. I'm not seeing anything else coming round the corner. Yep. Daisy, what else can you see at Grassy? That's about it for Ditton.
I can see almost nothing because of all the bumps that have happened. Jack, what can you see?
So just to confirm the bumps that we've had in this division so far, Pembroke M3 have bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. Kings M3 have got an
over
bump on Jesus M3.
Julia,
have you found the Clare and Pembroke boats?
Yes, I have got Clare M4. There is about 2 feet between them and the Pembroke engineers. They're really going for it. Oh, they just 2 inches, almost contact. It looks like the Pembroke boat has slightly steered for it. The gap is widening at Ditton. Clare are pulling away. I think Pembroke might just have gone a bit too early for that. Looks like the Cox just steered for it and missed on Ditton. I'd say the gap right now is at about a quarter of a length.
Thank you very much, Julia. I will let you watch that one. Give me a call if you can see any kind of concession, but I'll run you through the bumps that we've got at the moment. Pembroke M3, as I say, have bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. Kings M3 have got the overbump on Jesus M4. That was on the Plough Reach. That's very early on for an overbump. Emma M4 have bumped up on Corpus M3. Homerton M3 have bumped up on Darwin M3. Clare Hall M2 have bumped up on Lady Margaret M5. And Keys M2 have bumped up on LMBC M4. So, Julia, I'll just throw to you once more. Can you see anything down the long reach at all about whether the Pendjabeers, as they're known, are going to catch Clare M4?
Well, the Pembroke engineers are still going strong down the reach, but what I can see is Cats M4. Rowing over in glorious isolation for them. It looks like they might get spooned, but I can say that I'm pretty sure they're going to pretty safely row over there. Pembroke and Clare are still going down the reach, so I'm going to try and cycle down and catch up with them. Jack?
Thank you very much, Julia. In which case, I will let Julia go down and see what's going on with the Pendjabeers, as they're known, that Pembroke boat that is a beer boat full of engineers, hence the name, and we'll give you a rundown of provisional results in this division. So this is M5, first and third M4. They look strong for a row over, as do Queens M4. Jesus M4, they have been overbumped for the second time this bump. They got bumped on Wednesday, and they've been overbumped again by Kings M3. Pembroke M3 continue their meteoric rise. They're on for blades again this year after rising 8 places last year. They bumped Trinity Hall M3. Churchill M3 look good for a row over. Doesn't look like they're going to get their blades. Emma M4 look like they may get their blades tomorrow. They bumped up on Corpus M3, who are on for their spoons. Darwin M3 are on for their spoons. They got bumped by Homerton M3, who are on for their blades. Clare M4 look good for a row over, unless the Pendjabeers, that Pembroke M4 boat, can catch them on the long reach. St. Cat's M4 look good for a row over. And then right at the bottom of the division, it's a bad day for LMBC, unfortunately. LMBC M5. Have been bumped by Clare Hall M2, a boat that got spoons last year. Clare Hall M2 have now bumped up twice in this May bumps to help them get back to where they were before. And LMBC M4, right at the bottom of the division, have been bumped down, and they will become the sandwich boat tomorrow, as Keys M2, the sandwich boat from today, bump up on Lady Margaret M4 to bump into the M5 division proper. So lots of action in this race, our first over bump of the day. And on that note, we'll throw back to the studio.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Hi. Yeah, I've got some results for M5. So at the starting at the bottom of the division, I've got Keys 4 bumping Lady Margaret 4. I've got Claire Hall 2 bumping Maggie 5. Cats 4 rowing over. The Pembroke Engineers did bump Claire 4. And then I've got Homerton 3 bumping Darwin 3. Emma 4 bumping Corpus 3. Churchill 3 rowing over. Kings 3 over bumping Jesus 4. Pembroke 3 bumping Pitt Hall 3. Queens 4 rowing over. And Fat 4 rowing over ahead of the division.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. How's the weather looking down at the river today?
It's actually brightening up. It was getting a little bit overcast, but still pretty warm. We're not seeing any of that rain that was forecast, luckily.
Well, that sounds brilliant. So we'll let you get back up the river for the M4 division, which is coming up very soon. Thank you very much.